All right, guys, get your coffee fix at dirtyduckcoffee.com. Use code TEXASOUTDOORS for 15% off your order at checkout.
As John said, season is here. If you're looking for some pretty cool apparel, some drip, head over to foulfollower.com and use discount code BTO, as in Big Texas Outdoors, at checkout.
And that'll get you 15% off your first order.
Be on the lookout for some pretty cool drip coming from them too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We're coming at you from the lodge at Pipkin Ranch. If you guys are looking for a venue to host any sort of event, such as a wedding or an employee outing, be sure to check them out on Facebook at the Lodge at Pipkin Ranch.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Big Texas Outdoors podcast. It's just me and Keen.
We're today. Here, baby.
That's it.
The Lone Rangers.
That's it. Keen, guess what?
What?
It's holiday season.
It is holiday season. Hope you all had a good Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
We are going to throw a little topic out here that John and I have talked about. John actually talked about this last year, but it's going to be kind of pertaining to gift ideas.
All those people that people say that they're hard to shop for.
That's right. I am one of those people. And right. I'm sure you are too in your own way.
I mean, because to a certain point, like, yeah, you're really particular about things.
That's right. Well, if I'm going to spend my money, I want to make sure it's something that I want.
Right, of course.
If my wife's going to spend my money, I want to make sure it's something that I want.
Right. So, gift guide for the outdoorsman.
And maybe the outdoorsman's significant other.
Right.
So we want to start this off by saying, once you've listened to this episode, we'd love to hear your ideas, because we're always open to more ideas.
Yeah, for sure.
But I guess let me just start off with saying, kind of list out, let's start with stocking stuffers for you. What is something that you would like to see in your stocking when you wake up on Christmas morning as a 31-year-old man?
So, what would be in my stocking? Maybe some good socks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that my feet get cold. My feet sweat no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the sweat makes them cold. So I would like, some good merino socks. Been seeing a lot of ads on hollow socks.
Hollow socks. What is that?
Yeah. So, it's the guy that did all the Dr. Squatch soap commercials.
Oh, I use Dr. Squatch deodorant.
Yeah, he kind of got long hair and a beard.
Okay.
It's that guy. And so it's, he's advertising for these socks now that they're wool socks, or they might be alpaca, which I've also heard good things about.
Okay.
Some good socks, good underwear. Good underwear.
As in, what's the preferred underwear? Whitey tidy.
No. So, it's boxer briefs for me. I tried a lot of them whenever I went to Colorado, and I found this company called Battle Briefs, and I love them. And I've worn them for the past 3 years, and now the elastic and the waistband's all loose and stuff. They don't really fit right. So
gotcha.
But I do like those. I got some of those. I got like some Under Armour ones. The Under Armour ones are all right, but I really took a liking to those. I mean, they're not loose.
Gotcha. Well, okay. So socks and underwear. That's like the ultimate dad selection.
Yeah, right? You
can't go wrong with that.
As far as like other little stuff, gunnels.
Okay.
So I'm real big about, cleaning my guns, take them out to shoot, you clean them, all that. I know some people just like go out, shoot them, just throw them back in the safe, and they don't see the light of day till they are used again.
I'm that guy.
You got to clean your stuff, man.
I know. Take a little paper towel and wipe her down.
Yeah.
Move on about my business.
Call it good.
Yeah.
Now, because my brother found that out the hard way. He went to Kansas, and it was cold and it was windy. He went on a duck hunt, and he had a Browning A5, and he found out real quick that he had a really expensive single shot.
Gotcha.
That first hunt. And he's like, so
yeah,
it's like, we get done with that. He's like, I go get some stuff. He's like, I clean this thing.
Yeah. It's definitely always in my blind bag, but I will literally just give me a little squirt in the action
and work the bolt back and
run
forth.
Yeah, run it back three or four times and then keep on going.
Call it good.
Yeah. Okay. So socks, underwear, gun oil. I was going to say lube, but
whoa.
We're gonna time out there. Okay. So what else? Is there any? I mean, the stocking's getting pretty full now.
Right. Right. You know, I can't really think of anything. I mean, just like there's stuff that you just kind of like, you go into a store and you see and you're like, oh man, that would be good for this. Yes.
Well, I feel like your girl's pretty creative and like, and I think mine is too in that. Like, she does not want something that's generic. Like, she thinks about things, like, probably way too hard and then does her research, talks to a couple of my buddies, like, you know.
See, but that's the thing. Like, I'm just like, hey, give me this. I'll be happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and of course, they hate that because, like.
Well, I think the biggest problem that, like, we kind of touched on a minute ago, if I want it, I own it.
Yeah, you just go get it.
I already have it.
Right.
You know, because if I want it, if I've seen it, I'm like, I got to have that. It's in my closet or safe or whatever else.
Right.
So we are difficult to buy for, you know, and I think girls are kind of, they drop hints, right? I mean, and mine does it and then remembers where she was standing when she does it. And I was supposed to catch on to that.
No, like, listen, ladies, do not be subtle.
Yeah, write it down.
Do not be subtle. Just like plain as day, point it out. Hey, this, I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be cool.
Yeah, there's some things that we can read between the lines on some things, but some things we can't. And gifts, I think, are one of them.
Yeah, just like, just if you want to not be disappointed, just go out and say, just point. Drag us over there. Point to it. You know, make eye contact with it. Hey,
yep.
Do you see this right here? That's what I want.
That's right.
I mean, cause like, that's what I'll just like send a link like, hey, like this will be cool. You know, call it good.
Yeah. We're easy.
Yeah. Get that. And
we're easy and complex all at the same time.
Right. So like, you know, I think ammo would be a good.
That was one that was going to be on my list. But then again, that's going to take a little bit of...
You got to know.
That's like, right.
You got to know what...
But here's a tip. Like, ladies, get into the gun safe. Get into wherever he keeps his ammo and figure out what his ammo is, what's in there. I don't think I would want my wife looking at my guns, trying to figure out what kind of gun I shoot and all that other stuff. I would want her to go in there and kind of compare to what's there. And just because it's there does not mean I don't need more.
That's when you drop hints.
Is
when you're trying to figure out more of
that's right.
You know, like ammo selection and all that.
But that's a good one. Ammo. I feel like that's a resource that you can never have too much of.
Like components, reloading components, primers, bullets, brass dies. You know, just whatever.
Yeah, but then again, that's not something that.
That's
a very specific thing.
Right. That's a little bit more in depth.
They're going to have to do some homework.
Right. You definitely have to know what you're looking for.
That's right.
And I mean, I feel like shotgun shells are a little easier.
They are.
Like you just need like, you need a gauge, you need a shot size. I mean, if it's a 20 gauge, like it's going to be, I don't even think they make a 2 3/4 chamber shotgun anymore.
I don't know.
I mean, because like every 20 gauge, I'm sure they do. Is a 3-inch chamber.
Yeah. I know all the newer Benelli's are, but you know, that's another thing too. Like use your resources. Phone a friend. phone your man's friend, because your man's friend knows
him a shotgun.
You.
Get him a new shotgun.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, but your man's friend knows what he wants or what he would use.
Right.
You know, so I mean, if my wife had to call you about something gun related that I would need, I feel like you'd be able to steer in the right direction.
Oh yeah, just
and I know things like that have happened in throughout our relationship.
Tell him, we're going to go elk hunting one day and he's going to need a rifle for that. So
that's right. My wife would stroke out if I brought home another gun right now. But again, you can never have too many.
Oh no, of course not. Yeah. I feel like I've been your personal gunsmith here.
Yeah, lately. No doubt. So we filled the stocking. So what are some things?
Oh, that... here's, you know, maybe some honorable mention stocking stuffers. Like,
okay.
A little torque wrench and a bore sider.
That's a good one because I don't have one.
Right. And you've been getting all these things and throwing scopes on them.
Well, I have a friend with one.
Of course. So that's why I show up. But no, it's all in good fun.
I feel like a standard gun cleaning kit, though.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
That's a good one.
Absolutely.
They sell a million trillion of those, and they have them kind of catered to pistols, rifles, shotguns, right. All kinds
or,
of different things.
Or there's one that, you know, kind of covers everything.
That's right. So that would be a really good one.
But I will tell you this. If you get those, like the rods on them can be kind of lackluster.
Gotcha.
So a good cleaning rod would be worth getting.
Okay. You don't want a lackluster rod.
No, like because you don't want to get halfway through a bore and just... you know, it feels like it's about to fold up like a cheap lawn chair.
I was making a joke there, John. But
you want a good strong rod.
All right, stocking's full. Moving on. Okay. What are some things that you're getting? You could get your kids to get them engaged in the outdoors.
Younger kids, just a little. Single shot 22.
So at what age do you feel like, because I've already used this excuse. My son is now about to be 4 months old.
Perfect.
And I just bought his first gun the other day that I'm going to use until he's 18.
There you go. Yeah. So from birth, yeah, you can keep buying them weapons.
Just use them as the scapegoat.
Right. Like, man, he needed this. Like,
yeah. So, okay.
Like, who knows if it's going to be around when he's old enough to buy one.
Well, that's right. And there's some sentimental value to all of that. Right. The guns that you're passed down.
Of course. And, but no, for like, I don't know. I think I got a little, it's a little cricket gun for B. It's the little pink muddy camo.
22?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And it's a little single shot, so it just, and it holds one.
It doesn't even have the little clip or anything on the bottom.
No, you just open the bolt.
You drop it in.
You drop one in, close the bolt, and then you pull the hammer back.
Okay. My first one was very similar. It was a Savage Woodstock single shot 22.
So the one that we had growing up was a Marlin.
Okay.
But also my grandfather bought me a Ruger 10-22 whenever I was 4 years old.
Which is semi-auto.
Yes.
Okay.
But
so you were praying and spraying at an early age.
I didn't really shoot it. I didn't shoot it at the age of four, no. But that was something he got for me before he died, and I really hold that rifle dear to me because, you know, it means something to me.
Okay.
And but yeah, like the little Savage, I think they call it like a Bandit or something. There's the Crickets. The one that we had was a Marlin.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a model 99 YR or something like that.
All right. So let me ask you this. Are you jumping straight past the Red Rider?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. So we've already got the Red. Because I feel like that's obviously
Everybody needs a Red Ryder.
Well, and the whole Christmas story with the Red Ryder and everything like that is
You'll shoot your eye out.
Exactly. So that's a pretty good one, but one that's been around forever. I feel like every kid at some point should learn to shoot with a Red Ryder.
Right. And so, yeah, Red Ryder's fun. Red Ryder's fun. Like, I used to, like, go out on the porch and just throw a empty can out in the yard and just boom, 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 yeah. boom, boom, boom.
But yeah. I feel like you develop those mechanics based on that.
Right. And then, like, it really, really makes you a good shot because you got to aim.
Yeah. It carries over throughout your life.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I used to sit on the porch and just shoot just until this can was Swiss cheese.
Yeah. I did the same thing.
So.
And then you get to a point in your later years as a kid where you start shooting each other with Red Ryders.
Jeez.
Well, maybe that was just me and my brother.
But. Well, we did airsoft.
The airsoft didn't hurt bad enough. We picked up the Red Ryders, and it's a miracle we didn't put our eye out.
Jeez, man. But no, like a Red Ryder, of course, and then like a little youth 22. And then if you're going to step up from that into like an actual rifle, like maybe an intermediate cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that's not rimfire or centerfire cartridge. Maybe something AR platform.
Okay.
Because the collapsible stock, you can adjust your length of pull. I mean, that's something that they can shoot, and then they can continue to shoot for the rest of their life because the length of pull is adjustable.
That's true.
And
so what caliber are you looking at to get, like, let's just say a five-year-old? To start hunting with 5, 6, 7 year old, what caliber, you know, if you're going to take them on their first deer hunt and kind of find a hybrid gun that could do it all for that age? I mean,
in an AR platform?
Yeah.
I mean, 5.56 would do it, but
it's not ideal.
Yeah. I don't think that I would use that for whitetail, like predators and stuff, you know, smaller game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's fine. For like whitetail, I would do like a 6.8 SBC.
Okay.
Or like a 6 arc.
Okay.
Something like that. You know, like because the 6 arc, it's
like a 243.
Yeah, kinda? So the diameter is 243, and then the 6.8 SBC, the diameter is 0.277, which is a 270.
Gotcha.
It's just a little lighter. The case is smaller. It fits an AR platform.
Okay. Have you seen much about the 22 arc? Have you seen anything on that?
No.
I went down the rabbit hole today at work. If my boss is listening, it was close to lunch, but
it was during lunch, man.
the 22 arc, like nobody's even selling complete uppers, complete rifles at all.
Right.
But Hornady developed the round.
Oh, and they did.
It's like the articles that you'll read are how the 22 arc is the new and improved 22-250.
Okay.
And so I don't know a ton about the round.
So they kind of did that with like the 6.5 Creedmoor.
Yep.
They wildcatted it, mm-hmm, and made a 22 Creedmoor. Like, that's the thing. Like, they come out with these rounds, and then people just immediately start just doing wildcat rounds on it.
Gotcha.
So 22 Creedmoor. 22 caliber, 6.5 Creedmoor case.
Okay.
So my boss built one. He bought a Savage Axis 2 and bought a barrel chambered for 22 Creedmoor.
Gotcha.
So there was that, and he loves it. I mean, there's not much support on it. You're not going to go find ammo at the store for this thing.
For sure. Well, same with 6 arc. I mean, I feel like.
But that's a streamlined round. Like, Hornady developed it and they released it. So they make ammo for it.
Oh, so there's no 22 Creedmoor ammo?
No, this is like custom.
Oh, okay.
Like, people make dies and stuff for it to load your own. But there's not a whole, like I said, like, you're not going to go to Academy and grab a box of 22 Creedmoor.
Okay.
And another wildcat off of that is they did it in 257.
Okay.
So a 25 caliber. People love it. People that own a 25-06 love it.
So it's the same, basically the same thing on an AR platform.
What do you mean?
As a 25-06 on an AR platform, is that what you're saying?
No. 25-06 is like ages old. It's a 30-06 neck down to a 25 caliber.
Okay, gotcha.
So, but no, like 25 caliber guys, like they love it.
Gotcha.
25-06, 257 Weatherby. There's like 257 Roberts.
Well,
hey, there's a handful of 25 caliber.
Either way, I'm going to get you to do some homework on a 22 Creedmoor because I found a barrel today. And
or a 22 ARC.
I'm sorry, a 22 ARC, yeah. 22 ARC. And I found a barrel for a 22 ARC today that's supposed to go on sale. It's on sale now. And so, of course, I'm like,
Hey, I've got a stripped upper receiver.
I kind of have one too. Is it M-Lock?
No, it's just a receiver.
Okay, I got you.
So it's what the barrel would go into.
Gotcha.
And then you would fasten it to it.
Gotcha. Okay, fair enough. Well, I might hit you up on that because I have a complete lower with no upper.
There you go. You just need a handguard and a bolt carrier group.
Yep.
So, all
right, well, so moving on. So guns. Beginner guns for kids, we kind of hit on that, but
yeah, I mean, like, I feel like everybody should own a 10/22.
Yeah,
like that is like an iconic gun of my childhood.
Yeah, I agree, that'd be a good one. And clothing too. I feel like clothing would be, you know, kids clothing, kids hunting clothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, like I see kids now, like they're like decked out in like some high dollar stuff.
Yeah, I don't see the benefit. Like maybe a jacket, maybe a nicer jacket. But even then, I think I'd be hesitant to buy my kid like a kid's Sitka rain jacket because they're going to outgrow it
right
a year.
Right, and then like then what?
Yeah, exactly.
So
just bundle them up.
Yeah, I mean for sure. Like, I mean, I had a little, it was like an old school camo, like jumpsuit, insulated mm-hmm. jumpsuit that I wore all the time.
Yep. I had one as well.
I've hunted in like BDU woodland camo, just mm-hmm. like the old army camo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my dad did buy me a youth jacket from Cabela's. It was just like his. You know, it was longer, kind of like a trench coat,
mm-hmm.
And it was in Advantage Wetlands.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, so that's, but yeah, I had that, and hell, I've got his old Cabela's jacket now.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're hunting in Southeast Texas, especially if you're deer hunting, I mean, odds are you're going to be bringing a kid to a box blind, so they could wear
pack a buddy heater,
whatever you want. Yeah, bring a buddy heater.
Yeah,
which is another good Christmas idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good gift idea.
Little buddy heater. Thermoses.
Thermocells.
There we go.
Chad, that one's for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hate mosquitoes.
Yep. Laura, if you're listening, Chad needs another thermocell. He's only got 37 in his bag. He threw a camp fogger in our Marshmaster the other morning. He was like, here, take this. I got 5 of them.
Oh, man.
And then it was me and John hunting, and the camp fogger never got used.
Of course it didn't.
We were too worried about the ducks.
But no, like a thermos. It could be the old school Stanley, or I've got a couple of them that are Arctic,
mm-hmm.
like the Yeti knockoffs. And those are good. Fill it up with your dirty duck coffee.
That's right. I feel like a thermos is a good idea because as many times as I make up, like I always drink coffee from the house to the ranch, and then I might make a cup here, but then I hit that like 8-9 o'clock if we're making a late sit. You know, a cup of coffee would really be nice.
Right, that's
why I never have a thermos.
Pack it in a thermos, and yep. like, it's good.
Yeah, but let's break this down. We're not as complex as we seem. Okay, so for the two women that are probably going to listen to this, do your homework. Go look at your man's stuff.
Here's what guys like. Caffeine, nicotine, guns.
And there's another one, but... You can give that one for Christmas. Just make sure the kids are asleep.
Dude, like, all-time favorite meme. It's like a girl posting. It's like, guys only want one thing, and it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a screenshot from Band of Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
When that guy shot the German soldier off the horse, and he digs out this Luger, and he's holding it up, and he's just grinning.
Yeah.
I was like, that's
the truth.
That's it right there.
Yep. But so kids, so some hunting clothing, maybe some guns.
Rubber boots.
I feel like y'all did something too that's I feel like is a good idea. Just duck calls, right? And I don't know if that was a Christmas gift, but I feel like every time I come over to your house, the kids are blowing duck calls.
Duck calls that I had.
But still.
You know, like you're 18, you're like, I got to try all these duck calls and buy up a bunch of them, and then you end up not using any of them.
You could buy all the toys in the world, and when I come over to your house, one of the boys has a duck call.
Yeah. If you really want to get them something, get them an empty box. Get them a skillet.
A skillet?
A skillet. Maybe a wooden spoon. Like, that's what they play with.
Yeah, I get it. But duck calls, that would be a good stocking stuffer for kids. It would be a good stocking stuffer for your man if you do your homework.
A lot of people
are very particular about.
Right.
Like, I have one call that works, and I'm not going to buy another call until that one doesn't work.
But at that point, like, it'd almost be, like, if you know it's good, like, it'd almost be worth, like, hey, if I send this to y'all, will y'all fix it?
Yeah. No, I mean, you got a point. But I don't know. I feel like I'm good. I keep one for probably 4 or 5 years, and then something goes wrong. The wood splits or something happens. But,
you know, the reeds just get blown out.
Yep. And then I find me something new. But, all right, guys, duck season is here. If you're coming through Winnie after a duck hunt, make sure you stop by Moot's Barbecue. Get you a sliced beef sandwich or whatever they have to offer. There's a ton of things on the menu. And while you're there, make sure you walk over to the freezer and get some of that alligator sausage from Alligator Sausage Co. If you guys are looking for some pretty cool apparel, head over to foulfollower.com. Use discount code BTO for 15% off your first order. While you're there, be sure to check out the Big Texas Outdoors Foul Follower shirt that just dropped, which features our blue wing teal driving a Marshmaster with a spoonbill holding a rifle with a strap full of alligators. I don't know. You know, for me, I feel like you kind of hit on a couple of good things. Ammo would be a big one. I would not want my wife buying me clothing because, one, we get a deal with Sitka, but I feel like a lot of other people get a deal with Sitka too. There's a lot of other discounts that float around unless you just got some incredible holiday deal.
Right.
I wouldn't want, like, I have all the camo I need. I feel like if your man's not into the big expensive waders, I feel like waders are something that you go through every couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm not recommending you go out and buy your man a set of Sitka waders unless you just wanted to drop $1,000. But if you know that he's been eyeballing them,
how about Sitka send us some waders?
That's true.
I want to see what all the hype's about.
I went to go buy my set of Sitka waders.
Let's call them out right now. Sitka, if you're listening to this, send us some waders.
Yeah, send us some waders because I'm wearing Duck Camp now, and they're only $200 cheaper.
Oh, I'm wearing some Academy breathable fishing waders.
Well, I'm here to tell you, if you're 6'5", 220 pounds, built like a string bean, the Duck Camp waders and the XLT, the tall version, fit like a glove.
There you go. I bought these a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and like they're stocking foots. They're really packable. I just roll them up and then I wrap the strap around it and clip it together, so I don't have them big clunky waders. I paid like $50 for them.
Nice.
I went and looked the other day. I was like, what would it cost to replace these? They're like $100 now. I'm like, jeez.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. That's another good point, though. Lacrosse boots. I feel like you figure out what size your man wears and go buy a set of lacrosse boots. It doesn't matter if he already has a pair. He's going to need another set of lacrosse boots.
I'll tell you what's better than I'm assuming you're talking about the knee boots.
Yeah, the knee high, the green, the traditional lacrosse with the yellow.
I'll tell you what's better than those.
What?
The hip boots.
Yeah.
But I feel like the hip boots are more versatile.
They are.
Than the knee boots.
But it just depends on the environment. I have both. And I don't know. I wear my hip boots a lot. But if I'm going to have to wear my hip boots, I'm probably bringing chest waders unless it's teal season.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and unless I know I'm hunting 2 inches of water.
Yeah. Like lacrosse hip boots are, they're the unofficial footwear of early teal season here.
They are. Yeah, they definitely are. Another one that I have, but I feel like is a good thing to suggest if your man has a dog and he is rolling around with a Walmart kennel.
Gunner kennels.
100%. Because I feel like that dog is going to be an extension of your home. And if it's anything like my home, my wife would kill me if I walked in the house without the dog because something happened to the dog. And so, I mean, like you have, it's a big investment. It's worth spending the $600-$700 on a kennel.
Yeah.
But I think I have.
I mean, their ad campaigns lately have been like people in wrecks and they're like, yeah,
I see them all the time.
This saved my dog.
That's right. I see them all the time. I would just suggest like there's a too small kennel for a lab and there's a kennel for like a Great Dane. And then there's the intermediate. If you have like a 50 to a 90 pound lab, I feel like the intermediate is probably perfect. Maybe not 90, but the intermediate is perfect for mine. And he's like 65.
Right.
So, but again, do your homework, phone a friend.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like that's the thing with like clothing and stuff too, you know, like sizing, you know, like how does it run? Does it run big, run small?
Yeah.
Like what's the perfect fit?
Well, yeah. And you want to make sure one, save the receipts, but like, I don't know. Clothing for me, there's some things that I think in a relationship, you know where to draw the line. Like, I'm not going to pick that out for him in case he doesn't like it. Because I feel like most of the time he's going to lie to you and be like, yeah, this is awesome. I love it. And like, I kind of would have done a little something different. But
yeah,
you smile and move on.
Yeah, you take it with a grin.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, like it's, yeah, you get that and you just, you appreciate the thought.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like,
yeah. My wife really thinks in depth about gift ideas. You know, like we'll have like, hey, we're not going to do anything big for Christmas. And like she shows up with this thing. I'm like, okay, well.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Here's your socks and underwear. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you did the little panty sale at Victoria's Secret.
That's right. That's right. But so stocking stuffers, I feel like if your man's not a real specific, not extremely specific with like knives, I feel like a pocket knife is always a good one. If you're anything like me and a lot of the guys that I know, I'm not a big like name brand pocket knife guy. Just like give me a knife that I could lose in a year.
These Kershaws. I like these. I had one before it that I just used and abused.
Yeah.
Because I had to grind the tip back on it about maybe 7 times.
Okay. So you're keeping up with knives a whole lot longer than I do. I don't think I've ever had a knife longer than like a year.
I lost this one. Looked over everywhere for it. Couldn't find it. Well, my truck started making a weird noise. And I popped the hood. And my idler pulley was just trashed. But under my hood, this thing had been riding on there.
Oh, God.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. I've been all over the place. Like,
is that what trashed your idler pulley?
No. So it was up there, like the little plastic shroud in the front.
Mm-hmm.
It was in between there. Like it was over the headlight. It was in between there and in the hood.
Gotcha.
And I was like, geez, I've been all over the place. Like that day, like I was on my way back from Pineland.
Gotcha.
You know, up north of Jasper. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, cool. I found it. So a knife sharpener.
Knife sharpener. That's a good one.
If you use your knife.
Yeah.
Religiously, like you will need to sharpen it. I sharpen mine about once a week.
Yeah. No, that is definitely a good one. You kind of hit on it earlier, gloves. I feel like that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, gloves. But gloves are kind of weird. Like, I don't like the big, puffy, insulated gloves because you can't do anything in them.
Yep.
Like, how are you supposed to load a shotgun?
Well, it depends on the environment and what you're doing, too, you know?
Right, but, like, loading a shotgun, something that you're used to doing with your bare hands, and now you've got these huge puffy gloves.
So look, I got this as a gift last Christmas. Sitka makes a glove that fits on your hand. I think it's, let's say it fits on your left hand. They make them for both hands, but it's a full glove that comes up to your elbow. And it's, yeah, on your left hand. So it's fully encapsulates your hand, comes up to your elbow. And then on top of the glove, it's got an area to slip your other hand in.
And it's fleece lined.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you could slip that hand out of that glove and shoot, get to your trigger. That is the best thing.
Yeah, I can see that. I could see that. But like,
I've got to find that thing now that I'm talking about it. I think it's in my man cave, but now that it's going to be cold this weekend.
There you go. Yeah, no, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Because there's nothing more miserable than being like where you can't feel your hands.
Right, you can't feel your fingers. Everything hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to go home at that point.
Right. But no, like deer hunting, like I was telling you earlier, like I have like some mechanics gloves, just some light gloves just to cover my hands. And then I've got these extreme cold weather mittens that are Army surplus. So like I was telling you, like it has a little string that goes around your neck. You can stuff your hands in them, keep them warm. And if anything goes out and moves, you can slide your hands out. You've still got gloves on.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Over the years, gloves have gotten easier to deal with because I wear them so much for work.
Yeah.
Because if not, you bust up your knuckles and stuff like I've done. So, yeah, like I like a light glove.
I feel like a good travel bag in general. Good travel bag. I know that's not completely hunting related.
A good backpack, a good blind bag.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, just like a little backpack to bring you the blind with you.
Yeah.
You know, pack your little Debbie's in.
Mm-hmm.
Little Debbie's.
I've got a 5'11 backpack that's going on about 10 years that is not waterproof that I need to replace. But
yeah. I've got that green backpack that I really like. I think I got that on like Camp Saver. It's a Mystery Ranch backpack. And it was on sale and I ended up buying it just to see. And I love that thing.
Yeah.
I think Mystery Ranch makes some good stuff.
Really? I need to check them out. I hadn't really scoured their stuff. Optics, but that's very specific to the,
right,
the situation.
Yeah, to your application of, you know, what you have in mind of doing with this.
Yep. So let me ask you this. What are some things that you're getting your significant other that are outdoor related or that you could get them to get them engaged? That's a tricky one.
So yeah, I'm just going to go off of, you know, they want to get into it, but they don't know that much about it. Like clothing, like technical gear. You know, like, hey, this is going to be good for this. You know, this will keep you warm. All this, you know, this and that. I mean, yeah, I feel like clothing would be a good one.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, if they're not comfortable, they're not going to come back. And it's kind of the same for a kid. Like, you don't want to ruin, you don't want to bring a kid out in 30 degrees and they're freezing cold. And then they're never,
right,
they associate that with that trip.
Right. So, yeah, you don't want you don't want to give them misery just right off the bat.
Yeah, yeah. You got to ease them into it.
Right. Like, oh, yeah, you see how fun this is? Oh, man, it's a blast.
Yeah.
And then, the next trip is just miserable, and you're like, yeah, this is what it's really like.
Yep, yep. My poor little brother, I drug him on a few trips, and there was... There was a couple. I'm like, he's never going to want to come back, but he did. I think every hunting trip he's been on has been miserable. We've killed stuff, but it's been all, every duck hunt. It's just been like when we had this big giant ice storm the last time.
It's like
inch of ice on the pond. It's like miserable.
Yeah, man. I was fighting my own battles.
Yeah, you were. you definitely were. But yeah, I think clothing for a significant other, maybe a gun would get them involved. But
yeah,
you've got to tread lightly there. You want to make sure it's something that, well, here's where you can kind of kill two birds with one stone. If they're somewhat interested, get them something like a 20 gauge, like a Benelli or whatever your favorite brand is, or a 28.
And then they hate it. And you're like, oh, no.
I'll use it, right?
No, see, if I got to use it.
My wife would be pissed if I bought her a shotgun for Christmas.
And shot it more than her?
Yeah, I was the only person that shot it, you know, because I don't think she ever would. Even the times that she's coming home with me, like the last time I handed her the shotgun, poor little Teal flies through the decoys, shoot it.
Boom, smoke the mojo.
No, she shoots once, nowhere close, hands the shotgun back to me real slowly and was like, mm-mm, not doing that again. And the Teal circles around the corner of the pond, comes right back. I'm like, boom, dead.
Smoked him. Yeah. Skipping off the water.
Well, and like I said, some of them are into it, some of them aren't. So
like, say Alyssa wanted to go deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
What rifle would you get her?
I don't know that I would get her a rifle to go deer hunting, because she probably only would do it once. Let me back up. She would do it, but I don't know if I would go out and specifically buy a rifle just for her to shoot. I'd probably just let her shoot my 308.
Okay.
It's a heavy table gun.
That's what I thought. With no Laurel. Recoil. I mean 308's pretty mild as far as recoil. Yeah. Anyways, but no, that's what I thought with Laurel. I'm like, I've got a 308 here. I think it's the only short action that I've got. Well, I've got the 6.8 Western, but that's a short action Magnum. I don't know. I wouldn't hand her the 30-06 and say, get them.
Well, it goes back to that day. You don't want to ruin them.
Right.
And I would like to, talked about making a trip this year, and we still might. I don't know. It just depends on if the stars align. But
right. So I would do either the 308 or I've got that 243 for the kids.
243 would be a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel pretty comfortable in that.
But then the 243 is just a neck down 308.
Yeah. Yep. It's a good versatile round. Good kid gun too, if you wanted to buy a kid a gun.
That's what I've got. I traded for it and they said it was the compact, and then I measured the length of pull and it was not. So I was like, I gotta find a compact stock. Looked all over. Nobody had one.
Mm.
Emailed Ruger, where do I find this stock? And they're like, well, if you're a citizen of the U.S., we'll send you one.
Oh, that's convenient.
I was like, cool.
Yeah,
that is so definitely convenient. They just mailed me one. Here you go.
Well, and jumping around here too, something else that just crossed my mind. My first shotgun as a kid was a 410. I feel like a lot of people's first shotgun was a 410. As a kid, as a young kid, I ran around.
Mine was a New England Arms little single shot.
410?
Yep.
With a hammer?
Yep.
That's breakdown. Same thing. Yep. I think everybody got the same one. I think it was like at one point in time, there was one with an interchangeable barrel that went to a 22 or something. I don't know. But I would say with today's technology, switch and jump straight to a 28 or 20 for a kid's gun.
Okay.
That's my two cents. Yeah. But I was actually talking to one of my clients, and they were talking about buying their grandkids some guns and some Christmas guns, and that's the point that they brought up.
I don't know how 28 or 20 gauge ammo is priced, but 410 ammo is expensive.
Extremely expensive and kind of hard to find in steel shot. And
For anything with waterfowl, it's a pain in the ass to find.
But you know, the problem is like you're going to buy it for them as a kid and then they're never going
to
use it.
They're going to go to a 20 gauge.
Yeah.
And then
it's all said and done. Whereas like obviously we've hit on multiple times, but like as a 29 year old adult, I have come back to shooting a 20 gauge and it's a more comfortable gun. And I don't plan on picking up a 12 gauge, and I might venture off into the 28s in the foreseeable future.
Yeah. So I was talking with a guy yesterday.
Speaking of Christmas gift ideas.
There you go.
My wife listened. I want a 28 gauge.
Keen wears vanilla. Size 28 gauge in shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a guy yesterday and he was like, man, he's like, I think I want to get me a 20 gauge. He's like, it's like I was shooting my 12. He's like, man, my shoulder has been hurting. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's where I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, the going thing like around here.
Yeah.
Like everybody's shooting 20s.
Make the move. I'm telling you right now, you won't regret it. It is 100% worth it. And that, like, I'm serious as a heart attack. Anything that somebody can do in a duck blind with a 12 gauge, I feel like I can do with a 20 gauge. And then I've got friends that could do the same thing that I can do with a 20, with a 28. It's a little bit harder. I've seen some shots like, holy crap, that was a very far shot with that 28 gauge. And then I've seen the 28 gauge, like, you know, feel like it might have stoned him dead a little bit better, but the bird died. It's just a tighter, smaller.
I got you. Yeah. You know, but I know that that's the going thing around here. But, and I've seen some articles on it. Do you think the 12 gauge is going to die out?
No.
See, I don't think so either.
Yeah, it's too popular.
Right.
It's the most common thing. I feel like there's a lot of people that don't shoot a shotgun every single weekend that are always going to go grab their 12 gauge and go hunt 4 or 5 times a year. It's different. I feel like it's truly different when you shoot Saturday and Sunday, every day of duck season, and then you're doing it leading up to duck season during dove season. I feel like it's different. You start looking for other options just to, not because you're bored, but like for me, it was like a whole, almost like a restart on what I knew.
Right. It's a whole different challenge. It's almost like having to learn it all over again.
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, just like anything, every time I pick up a new shotgun, I feel like I have that learning curve of like, how does this gun shoot?
Right. You've got to kind of get acclimated to it.
Exactly.
Of course. I mean, and that's with every gun.
Yep.
You know, it has its own little quirks to it, and you just kind of have to shoot it and figure it out, spend time with it.
The weirdest thing is going back to a 12 gauge. Like if you put my 12 gauge in my hand this Saturday, I feel like I would be lost because it's just going to feel big and clunky. And I might not be able to shoot it as good as I used to shoot it. You know, I'm used to what I shoot now.
But fair enough.
I feel like we kind of covered a broad spectrum of gift ideas.
Yeah. Gun cleaning kits, gun cleaning oils and the little pads and all that stuff, the brushes and everything.
I think another thing too, like t-shirts, just general, I like kind of name brand t-shirts, a Sitka t-shirt, a Foul Follower t-shirt.
Yeah.
Something that's like
Foul Follower. I'm wearing my Foul Follower Dove t-shirt.
Ooh, okay.
So Foul Follower, they have front pockets.
They do have the frocket.
They are comfort colors. These things are so comfortable.
Yep, they definitely are. But just in general, I mean, one, I like the Foul Follower shirts. And two, I like the Foul Follower shirts with the Big Texas Outdoors podcast stuff on the back. For sure. The Marshmaster and the Spoon.
Absolutely.
Just a little plug there. But just speaking in general, I like, and I think most guys that hunt a lot like, name brand stuff, whether it's like somewhat related to that, like Vortex. I like Vortex t-shirts, just Duck Camp, Sitka.
So I like the, I don't know how to really explain it, but like, you know, Sitka and Kuyu do it. Like, I guess they're more like athletic fit t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're super soft.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they are like, very comfortable.
I just hate like the old, just itchy.
Yep. Comfort color's where it's at too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like it really is.
Yeah. So, I had some questions on these Foul Follower shirts and I talked to Taylor. He's like, yeah, dude, like their comfort colors, they're super comfy.
For sure.
Everything. Got it. Love it.
Yep. It is the play.
So.
But I think we're going to close it out.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Thanks for
listening. If you don't have any idea what to do now, then
I can't help you.
Yeah.
No, shoot us an email, DM.
Shoot us a DM, yeah.
We'd love to help.
Yeah, if y'all thought of something that we didn't, let us know.
Yeah, we might do another little brief. We might just touch on this maybe another episode. And we've got some pretty cool people lined up in the future. We took a little lag off there.
Yeah, took a little siesta,
little break. Life's been busy, but we're getting back on the saddle. We're going to keep pumping this stuff out to get y'all through your visits with the in-laws and Christmas break and all that other stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, a little road trip, put on the Big Texas Outdoors.
That's right. Make sure your wife brings some earpods.
Right, because you got dibs on the radio.
That's right, especially if you're driving.
All right, that's going to do it for this one. Find us on our socials. Jeez, that's such a hard word.
It is. It's a little tongue twister.
Find us on our socials. Like and follow. Tell your friends about us. Rate and review the show. Until the next time, guys, y'all be safe and happy hunting.